You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debts to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hallelujah, Father. You are such an amazing God. And I thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to stand before you, humbling myself before you, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity that I have to speak the truth, Lord. I can't explain as to why I really haven't been doing episodes and I'm just falling behind. I have episodes written, but it's just there's something that is standing in front of me right now. And what's standing in front of me is fear. Fear is standing in the way of healing for me and the others around me. And I realize in order for me to really receive healing from you, Father, I first have to ask. And then you have to know, well, what do you need healing from? Mine started very early in my childhood. I suffered all types of abuse. But through these dreams that I used to have when I was younger, I also seen the abuse that my mother endured. The first dream that I had was my mom as a very young girl climbing on top of my granddad. And she was on top of him, riding him. And then I saw my grandma kind of showing her what to do. And then as she got a little older, my grandma started taking her around to different men, showing her, letting them feel on her, at times letting these men do whatever they wanted to do to her. And these are the things that my mom suffered with for many years under wraps, because it was painful. And she was told that no one would believe her. No one cared enough for her. But I've also seen dreams of my mom having sex with the PE teacher at her elementary school that we later went to that same school. I saw her trying to have sex with one of her teachers in dreams. And for many years, these were a part of the secrets that my mom always wanted me to keep quiet. Oh, don't tell anyone that you have to dress up real cute so that when your uncle come over, he can feel on you. And there was dreams that I had when he would say, oh, I want her. Why can't I have her? And then she would say, oh, no. You know, basically my stepdad had me. And it all started off as when I was a baby, I saw her fingering me inside of my diaper, and then I would fall asleep into these deep sleeps, and I would see my mom having sex with my granddad. These dreams started when I was about 2 years old. The last time I saw my mom and my granddad together, well, I thought was my granddad, was when I was about close to 4 years old, a little bit right after she had my brother, a couple of months after. And after that, he couldn't get it up anymore. And I remember her talking about it. And then she got upset when she found out he was having sex with my grandma again. And for years, my mom kept this secret that one of her children is actually from my granddad, quote unquote. The truth is, two of the three of my grandma's kids I saw in the dream are not my granddad's. She married him. Only the second child was him. The first and the third child was born by my uncle, which is my granddad's brother. That's why the kids are lighter from what I saw in the vision. And so my mom ended up having a child with him. And that's something that she keeps private. She keeps my father and my brother's father private because they are by her best friend. And these are just secrets that I've been keeping quiet for so long, you know, because I was being called crazy and a liar and you don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know what? I'm just tired of this, honestly. I'm laying it out. This is what I remember. This is what I'm seeing in dreams. And I'm tired of denying it. I've been seeing it my whole life. And the enemy has used these things against me my whole life through fear. Fear of what people will think when they find out about my mom fingering four of her children. And stopped when it came down to my brother because he didn't like it. Seeing visions of my mom throwing beer bottles against the wall, screaming at my stepdad whenever she didn't get her way. And she would tell me to get on top. We're going to play a game. And she taught me how to ride a pony. And she said, when you ride it, you got to take it and fold it on their stomach. So that it doesn't go inside of you because it's not supposed to go inside of you. And come here, let's play a little game. And she would tickle me down there. And it was always supposed to be fun. Well, I ended up suffering with that for years. I felt disgusted. I used to sit in the tub and take showers constantly. I used to cut my hair and I just was trying to get away from what was happening to me because I was confused. It was sending an electric shock through my body. Then I fall asleep into these deep sleeps. And then I was always told, don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone. So it's been a don't tell anyone my whole life. And for the first time in my life, I'm able to speak the truth about my mom. I know that I've shared her testimony, but I've never shared this part because of how deep and dark it gets. She started off being sexually active with my granddad at 9 years old. And it continued on all the way into her mid-20s. And the man that she was supposed to be marrying, which is my father and my brother's father, my uncle ran him away, said that, oh, you know, they were basically fighting for this man's affection. He was under the cover. He was undercover gay and he didn't want anyone to know, but he really wanted my mom, but he was gay at the same time. So it was just like a back and forth thing. And to start to see these things unfold back, it just shows me on how God is really real in my life, really shown his face in my life. From coming from a background of third generation sexual abuse to physical abuse, emotional abuse, being thrown in front of a TV, not being seen, always had to compete with the phone and the TV from my mom, the older I got. And these are things that I bottled it up inside and it just brought the anger out of me. And then as we got older, it was like, what are you talking about? No one knows. And it's like, well, didn't you remember that we were supposed to be keeping secrets? Meanwhile, these secrets are hurting me on the inside. And I carried around this pain for many years. I tried everything that I could to get away from my mom. The name calling got worse. The threats got worse. The banging got worse. The yells, the screams got worse. And it was all because she didn't want the truth to come out. She thought that if I give her a little bit of beer, that she's not going to remember this anyway. She's too young. She's not going to understand. But imagine not being able to fully get rest for years because of these secrets, not being able to fully be able to focus on what the Lord is saying, because too afraid to bring forth these secrets. These are the secrets that my mom was too afraid to share, because she thought she was afraid of what others may say or what they may think. She thought that they wouldn't believe her, but that really wasn't the truth. And I realized for many years I hid these secrets, thinking that I was a liar and that I was crazy. But then now I'm looking at it like, I don't care what anyone says about me anymore, because God, you have brought me so far past the things that have caused me so much pain. I endured mental pain for years, just not understanding what was my life, what was happening in my life, and how I go from being young and, you know, as long as I'm sitting still, they can get their fill in and I get whatever I want, to now getting older and being told that everything that you do is now wrong. But growing up from the ages of 1 until 4, actually a baby, really, if you want to be technical, that was all I knew. And I didn't, of course, I didn't understand what was going on at the time, but I do now. And to see that my mom hid all of these secrets, they would come over and they would feel on her. And it was always, here, keep this, don't say nothing. Keep this on the hush hush. And then before I knew it, my mom was going out getting high, coming home, walking through the house, feeling on us, taking our money, taking our jewelry. Who hit you? Huh? Tell me who hit you. You gotta go pee? Go pee. Oh, ain't nobody supposed to touch you down there. But then the incest was going on behind the scenes and no one talked about it. It was just always supposed to be swept under the rug like nothing ever happened. And I can only speak for myself. I've seen things from my other family members and what they endure with my mom, but I'm not going to share their testimony, only mine. I pray that the Lord will encourage them to share the secrets that we've been told to hide for so many years. And by us keeping these secrets, we've been held back from being healed by you, Father God. Because you don't know what's wrong with us. You just see us doing things and you don't understand. You do know, but you want for us to tell you. And there's a lot of people that are holding on to family secrets. And that's what's keeping the generational curses continuing to go and go and go. And I realized, in order to really learn how to break the generational curse is by seeking your face, Father God. For Lord, you have really opened up my eyes to so much, and to see the things that my mom endured, and by her not truly forgiving my grandma, the suffering that she endured. She suffered with a crack cocaine addiction for 40 plus years. She depended on my stepdad and my grandma and my uncles to do everything for her. She manipulated them for years. She lied to them, and she definitely stole and she cheated. And I saw all of these things happening, and it was always, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to beat your ass if you tell this and that. But now, why am I still thinking about this stuff? Why am I still holding on to this? Because there are some things that I was told never to talk about, because they're not going to believe you. And when it really boils down to it, it's not about who believes me and who don't. I realized that through the years, the only way to really come to God is by telling the truth. That's a part of repentance. Coming to God and admitting that you have a problem. I didn't cause this problem on myself, but to continue to live my life blaming others for my actions is something that I cannot continue to do. So, in order for me to move forward, I have to let go of the past. These things really did, without a shadow of a doubt, happen to me. And these dreams, I wish I was lying about them, but I can't make this stuff up. And my mom was treated badly by my grandma. Their relationship caused so much division in their marriage. It continued to have my grandmother out there drinking constantly, and it was a cycle. And then my granddad started drinking, and they continued to drink and argue. And then finally the truth came out, and he resented her for it. Because deep down, I used to always want to know, why do they argue so much? And then that's when the truth ended up coming out. And I prayed about it. And then that's when my granddad started staying home more, and things got a lot calmer. When the TV goes off, all the arguments stopped. And Lord, I thank you so much for this opportunity that I have to give you glory. For Father, I thank you right now for this opportunity to come to you wholeheartedly, being transparent with my audience, whoever is listening, letting them know that it's not good to hold on to secrets, for there is no condemnation in Christ. There's no secrets. God knows everything. The enemy hides secrets. And if you continue to hide secrets, you'll be doing the devil's bidding, and it will keep you in addiction. No matter what addiction it is, it's still addiction. No matter if it's food, sex, money, the material things of this world, drugs, alcohol, doesn't matter what the vice is, it's still a vice. And there's something that the enemy is using against you through that addiction to keep your mouth shut. This is an opportunity, Father, you've given me to break the silence. It's okay for us to talk about everything else under the sun. Talk about what's going on TV. Talk about social media. Talk about world events. Talk about what so-and-so is doing. But what about what's on our heart? What about what causes us pain? What about the fears that we have? What about our anxiety? Those things we always have to sweep under the rug so that we can put on a good face for the public. But then you have pastors that have committed suicide. You have people that have struggled to really connect with you, Father God, because of the enemy shutting them down every time they try to come to you. Lord, what happened to my mom was horrific. And there were bits and pieces that she told me about. Those nights she would go out and get high. She would come home and try to tell me things, and she would sit there and she would cry about it. And she would always say that no one loves her and no one cares for her. But I tried everything I could up until I turned 10 years old to love and care for her. Once I got to that age, I had given up on life. I'd given up on happiness. It just seemed like all before then there was always happiness inside of me naturally. And I wanted everyone around me to be happy. But that wasn't a reality. No matter what I tried to do, there was depression, fear, anxiety, and sin going on all around me, all different shades and forms of it. And I was too young to really understand what was going on. And when I would speak up and say that this is wrong, I was told I better sit down or else. Father, I pray that you will give others the boldness and the courage to come out and speak their truth. What is it that they're seeing in dreams? Why is it that they struggle to sleep at night? Father, you've written in your word that come to me those who labor and who are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. Father, I thank you for the rest that you've been giving me, for I have blocked this out of me for many years, but I realize that this is a part of my testimony. This is my story. And Lord, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve your grace. I don't definitely deserve your mercy. I don't deserve any of the beautiful things that you have in store for my life. I realized that before you placed me here into my mother's womb, you had a purpose for me, and that is to worship and adore you. And Lord, I thank you for the gift of forgiveness, for you have truly forgiven me, and you have filled me up with joy to be able to forgive my mom, for she didn't understand what was going on and what she was doing, and once she found out, she stopped. She ended up covering up those desires with running out to drugs and alcohol. And she would come home angry. It brought up a lot of resentment between her and my grandma. My grandma turned her away, tore her down every time she would try to come up. When my mother did try to get clean, my grandmother wasn't that supportive. In the beginning, she played supportive, but then the truth ended up coming out. So when it came down to love and having a functional family around me, I didn't grow up with that. At times, I can't even relate to some things. I just feel so out of touch with reality sometimes. And that's what happens when the past tries to take over your life. We have to remember that the past is the past for a reason, and that it has to stay there. But if we don't give it to you, Father, I see that the enemy can continue to convince us to live a life of sin because of these secrets of sexual sin with my family. That is how it all started for me. And I'm quite sure that there are many others that have experienced the same thing, and they've decided to live different types of lives. I pray that this episode will bring hope to a hopeless situation in the lives of the people that are suffering with these secrets. I pray that, Father, you will place a hedge of protection over our future generation that the enemy is planning a huge attack on, Father God. I pray that, Lord, you will restore us, you will redeem us, and you will make us anew. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to be able to share. I cannot stress this enough, for this is the first time in my life where I have shared these secrets in my life that I kept quiet. My mom was supposed to go to jail, but they didn't take her, and she ended up having to go and get herself cleaned up because they wanted to know, how do you ride a pony? So I had to put the pillow on the ground and show them. And they asked me, whose pony was I riding? And what does the pony look like? And then that's when my mom ended up teaching us the technical words for what it is. And so my mom, at that moment, she had an opportunity to give her life fully to God and surrender. But she knew that she was gonna have to come out and tell the truth. And she chose not to. And as a result, she suffered. And I could have been that same way. I could have suffered. I could have continued to blame my mom forever. And I was on the right track too. I was talking on the phone and watching TV just like her. I could have been bedridden because I'm too big to get out of the bed. But Lord, you said not. No, I have better for you. You've pulled me out of depression, out of fear, out of anger, out of strife. You've taken me to a place of peace that I've never experienced in my life. I wasn't getting it at home. You gave me those opportunities, Father. Intimate moments to be with you through prayer from when I was a young girl and didn't understand what was going on. I tried all I could to break the generational curse, but I realized the only way that it could truly be broken is through you. And Father, I pray that your will comes forth and our lives manifest itself and be done. Lord, I have had no choice but to forgive my mom for what she did to me, because I realized I wouldn't be able to truly move forward in you. And I realized that fear is standing in the way of healing for me. Restoration. Father, you have a plan for my life, and this is what the enemy has been using against me to keep me down. And Lord, I pray that you will use this episode to inspire others to seek your face and presence, that they will use the gifts and talents that are inside of them, Father God, that you will help them to overcome their past, to let go of their past hurts, to let go of the things that they desired and could not receive. I pray that, Father, you will give them an opportunity, just as you're giving me, to lay down their life for you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for being an amazing God, for being so loving, and for showing me the truth from when I was a little girl, getting the opportunity to ride ponies in real life, because I was always told about a pony from my mom, which was a penis. Thank you, Lord, for giving us life, giving us a purpose, and filling us up with your spirit. If it had not been for you, I wouldn't be here today to be able to share the things that have been so deep down in my heart that I've been too afraid to share the details of my mom having to suck off my grandfather in the bathroom at 5 years old. Seeing these things break my heart, and I never understood why you showed them to me until now. I pray that in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will have your way and that you will open up the floodgates, because we want to see you, Father God. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.